Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
McMonagle here with you on the Fan. 5 hours, a 5-hour midnight ride as we take you till 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. We got Paulie Rosenberg still on the other side. He's going to head home and play tricks. I like it. I like where Paulie's head's at. We'll have Jack in here in a second. We're taking your phone calls at 888-808-1019. You heard there from the great Marco Belletti. Not that you needed to hear from him. Rex Ryan will tell you. He met with the Jets today. He's going to be the next head coach of the New York Jets. There's not another candidate that comes anywhere close to as good as he is. I mean, I find it funny that, you know, every year there's about 8 vacancies and he hasn't gotten interviews in any of these years, but somehow he's the greatest head coaching candidate you could find for this team. And I want to start with the Jets because we spent a lot of time with the Giants as we say goodbye to Paulie. Working on that Paul McCartney interview, Paul? Any luck with that?
I'm always working on that.
Yeah, always working on that Paul McCartney interview. Anyway.
You want Jerry version 2?
What's that?
You want Jerry Seinfeld version 2?
Yeah, well, listen, that would be. You get Paul. Just get Paul. Work on it.
So you're saying no to Jerry?
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Oh, you're saying not. You said version 2. You mean like episode 2. Bring
right.
Jerry back.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to talk to Jerry. I don't know why you'd want to talk to me, but we can. Absolutely.
I'll see what I can do for you.
See what you can do for me. The Jets are trying to see what coaches could do for them. And yes, we spent so much time on the Giants, and we know what's going on with them now, and it's just we'll have from now until the draft to figure out what the Giants are going to do with that third overall pick. And we can still talk about it, 888-808-1019. But, you know, I was thinking a lot about the coaching position for the New York Jets. And obviously Rex Ryan, as we said, interviewed, and if you remember, a while back, I actually came up with a plan, and it involved Rex Ryan. I had this plan for a bridge coach. We talk so much about bridge quarterbacks. I had this idea for a bridge coach, and Rex Ryan was my guy when his name first got thrown about. I don't know if it's actually that to bring back Rex Ryan, I want Rex Ryan necessarily, but I am very much looking at this Jet team different than I look at other organizations. I honestly believe that with the state of this team, all the stories that have come out about this owner, and yes, it seems like, and we'll see whether or not Vrabel, who would still be my number one, but we'll get to that in a second, if Vrabel actually took the job seriously or he was just using it to get the Patriots to fire their coach. Earlier today, the Raiders fired Antonio Pierce, his connection to Brady there. It seems like those are the two jobs he might be the most interested in. And it's a coincidence that the Jets are the first interview and then boop, 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 lines up real nice for Vrabel to maybe step into his two most likely and better situations for him. So I don't know how good or how, you know, sexy or how many guys are really going to want this job, even though we all know there's not that many of them. And for me, with the owner, the stink around this team, the losing, the 14 years of not going to the playoffs, I don't view this, the current situation with Aaron Rodgers and the cap hit, I don't view this as a as the normal, well, let's break it down, find the coach of the future, rebuild the roster, and go about trying to build our way to a Super Bowl. I very much view the New York Jets, and I've said this a lot, in a position where they need a palate cleanse. They need a winning season. It doesn't have to be a Super Bowl season. You don't have to view every single decision through the lens of how do we get back to a Super Bowl since 1969, or how do we win a Super Bowl again since Joe Willie Namath. Like, for me, they have to stop being the laughingstock of professional sports. They have to end this playoff drought, and they have to go about finding a way to take this roster that clearly isn't quite as talented as many of us, including myself, first one to raise my hand, maybe not quite as talented as we thought, but I still think with the right head coach, this is a talented enough roster, even in a tough division, where I don't know what Miami's going to be now, at least to be fair about that. Yes, Buffalo is still going to be the I thought this might be a step down year for Buffalo. I was dead wrong about that. They're one of the contenders here to win the Super Bowl this year, and they've got Josh Allen, obviously, and they've had a great year, and they're probably going to own the division for the next however many years. And yes, you know, the Patriots might have a young quarterback, and if they get Vrabel, they have a top pick, maybe they could turn it around quickly. But still, this is, for me, an opportunity for this Jet team to be a winning team next season. And so when I look at it, I've always been a bring back Aaron Rodgers guy, and I'm still there. I still would rather bring back Aaron Rodgers, a guy who threw for 28 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions, damn near 4,000 yards on what we are all calling a disaster of a season. Good luck finding another quarterback to come in here and bridge the gap to the next quarterback or whatever the case may be for the next couple of years here, that's going to give you a better line than 28, 11, and 4,000 yards, and try and do that and build a roster or get better on the margins while having a $40-plus million cap hit to have Aaron Rodgers not be here. I am still very much on, as long as Aaron Rodgers wants to play, I want to try and find a way to make it work. So while I'm thinking about this head coach, I'm not necessarily looking for the next great young coach that's going to lead me into the next 15 years. I am very much on the, how do I establish and settle this franchise and this particular roster that I do think can win? I mean, you have a, if you could figure out the relationship between Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and Garrett Wilson, if you could instill some confidence in Breece Hall, if you can get Sauce Gardner playing back to the way he played the first couple of seasons of his career, if you can get a coach in there to stabilize this and quit the bad penalties and the pre-snap penalties and everything else that's gone with, and, you know, clock management, everything else that's been a disaster for this team, and just bring in some a stabilizing force. I am very much looking for a stabilizing force with this team and not necessarily the home run hire. Because I'll be totally honest with you. For me, I think Vrabel's one of the better head coaches in the league. And if I could get Mike Vrabel, then you could forget what I'm about to tell you. Because I think Vrabel would be my number one choice. I think although he's not an offensive mind, and I'd prefer to go that way, I think he is that kind of, you know, former player, success in Tennessee, although not from the Belichick coaching tree, played under Belichick for many years. Like, that's the kind of guy I think leads a franchise. That's who I would pick if he were willing to come here. It doesn't feel like that's going to happen. And I look at the rest of the names, and I'll be totally honest with you, like, yeah, Brian Flores, that seems to be at the tip of everybody's tongue. Very good coach. Had a very good season this year, calling the defensive plays and being the defensive coordinator for a winning Minnesota team, obviously, 14 wins. But I heard Ryan Fitzpatrick talk today on his podcast, and not that he, you know, just absolutely obliterated the coach, but talked about how at the end he isolated himself, he burned some bridges. Like, hopefully he's learned from last year with Pittsburgh and this year with O'Connell and, you know, some experience here. But honestly, that defense just got torched by by Detroit. Got torched by Detroit earlier in the year. Like they have not done a great job against some of the better offensively. You know, they lost to the Rams. Like, they've done an overall good job. He disguises blitz as well as anyone else in the NFL. But he's not a name that jumps out at me like, oh, that's a guaranteed slam dunk hire. None of these guys do. So for me, I look at the list, Aaron, you know, Glenn and some of these guys, and they're all competent coaches. And who knows? I don't know. Maybe one of them can be the next great coach to lead them for a decade plus. But a couple weeks ago, I liked the idea of Rex Ryan a little bit because I want that stabilizing force, and I thought it would have been a perfect hire mid-season. If they would have fired Robert Saleh and brought in Rex Ryan, that makes sense. But I am still looking for a stabilizing, experienced head coach that can turn this particular roster around, change the mood of the franchise, maybe be the face of the franchise as opposed to this inept owner. Take Aaron Rodgers and go win this year. So when I think under those guidelines, and I'm thinking about what coach would fit that description, I don't know about Rex Ryan, but maybe another Jet. Maybe another homecoming with the New York Jets. Because Pete Carroll is going to interview for the Chicago Bears job. And if you look and want someone who's going to stabilize this team, someone who is a successful head coach, whether it be winning championships at USC, winning a Super Bowl for the Seattle Seahawks. He's known throughout the league. He's 70 by the players. He's had a 13-year run in Seattle where they were consistently a contender. He's dealt with Russell Wilson at the end. He dealt with Mr. Unlimited at the end of his tenure. I don't know how successful he always was at it necessarily, but he's dealt with a quarterback who's Hall of Fame track worthy. Building that around the rest of the team. I think Pete Carroll makes a lot of sense for the New York Jets. You bring him in, he stabilizes things, he becomes the face of your franchise, you know he's a winner, you know how he knows how to run a team, you get good coaches around him, you bring back Aaron Rodgers, and you go about trying to have a palate cleanse of just competent, buttoned-up, well-run football for the next year or two, and try and get the stink off the 14-year drought, get the stink of everything goes wrong, get the stink of having inexperienced head coaches, just bring someone in here who, quite honestly, is synonymous with winning in this league over the last 20-plus years. He's about the most, you know, virile and healthy 73-year-old I've ever seen. Remember when he was taking his shirt off meeting with DK Metcalf? Like, I just think that would be, even at 73, a bolt of energy to this team. And if he's going to interview for the Bears job, he's out there looking for a job. Like, I think this is the stabilizing force that could come in here, has ties to the Jets. Obviously not a great one-year run with the New York Jets. But I think that's the kind of guy I would bring here, unless I fall in love with one of these young coordinators. Like, you know, if Cliff Kingsbury becomes available and I think he can lead my offense and be the next young head coach and he wants to take this job, like, that's part of it too. I don't find the job all that appealing. And for a guy like Cliff Kingsbury, just to, because I threw his name out there, who is still getting paid by the Cardinals and is, you know, going to work with a young, excellent quarterback who's only going to get better next year, you would assume. You know, some of these guys that you would love can be a little bit picky. It's dangerous to turn down jobs in the NFL whenever you're offered. I get that. But, you know, you might be able to be a little bit picky. Brian Flores is still a young guy. You know, you expect, especially if they keep Sam Darnold, that defense, he doesn't have to run and jump at every. He's going to be the top of the list in a lot of almost every year for jobs. I don't know how appealing this Jet job is. I mean, let's be honest. They hired a firm to go out there and conduct a search for GM and head coach. Everybody's on the list. Like, do you really need to go hire a firm to go out there and say, hey, anybody who's anybody who might be considered for a head coaching job, bring them in? I mean, you would think that they would have some sort of plan as opposed to this is the widest net I've ever seen. And quite honestly, outside of Vrabel, none of the names really jump out at me. So unless I think I'm getting the next coach to lead the Jets into the sunlight and be their guy for the next 15 years or so, and I don't know if I have that guy. And right now, I don't even know if I'm looking for that guy. Because that's a take a chance on a young coordinator. That's right now, I'm looking for experience, and I'm looking to stabilize this team. I'm tired of every time something happens, every time a story breaks, every time something goes wrong, it's only the Jets, it's LOL Jets. You know why? Because they lose so damn much. And I honestly believe that this team isn't a mile away. I don't think this takes years. I think next year with Aaron Rodgers, this team can win. Maybe not the Super Bowl, maybe not the AFC Championship game, probably not even the AFC East. But they can be a contender. They can get into the playoffs with a 17 playoff. They can. And the more I think about it, I'm looking, and they were talking about it a little bit in the afternoon today. They were talking about how, you know, obviously McCarthy in Dallas seemed like maybe when there was word that he was being asked to interview with Chicago, but Dallas has since put a kibosh on that. They're not going to allow him to talk to Chicago, so you'd imagine he's going to stay there. But they're talking about that kind of stabilizing force, a guy who comes in here, you know he knows how to coach, he's been a head coach, he's won before, and honestly, who out there has won more than Pete Carroll? He's got a Super Bowl, he's got college championships, and not only does he have the one pop-up Super Bowl, for 13 years as the Seattle Seahawks head coach, he ran a program. They won year in and year out. Yes, they had the Legion of Boom to start. Then Russell Wilson became a Hall of Fame, or at least on track to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. He went through different regimes. He went through different styles of winning. I think Pete Carroll is an excellent choice to be the Jets head coach because I'm not looking for the miracle cure. I'm looking to have somebody come in here and right the ship and actually provide a stable locker room, provide a stable team. And I don't know if I want the boisterous, you know, I'm the best in the world. We're going to be the best in the world. We're going to hit harder than you. We're going to, you know, do everything harder than you. The grass is going to be more uncomfortable under our feet than anyone else. Like all that nonsense that comes out from the great Rex Ryan, who's the best candidate for the job. Never mind the fact he hasn't been a candidate for a job in 10 years. I mean, then there's the pipe dreams of trading for O'Connell or trading for Mike Tomlin or all like, this is a guy who wants to get back into the league. He's synonymous with winning over the last 15 years, and I think he's the stabilizing force that makes a lot of sense. And the Bears, who right now, I mean, right there with, I mean, you could talk about Jacksonville and how appealing their job is with Trevor Lawrence, a lousy division, a top pick, the Patriots have their quarterback, top pick, money to spend, the Raiders. I mean, Chicago with Williams and that roster, you could argue, as appealing a job out there, and they're going to talk to Pete Carroll. I think Pete Carroll should be someone who's added to the list of at least candidates that the New York Jets talk to. Because I am looking for a stabilizing force, because I'm still crazy enough to think this Jet team can win as presently constituted. 888-808-1019. So let's talk a little Jet football, trying to find that coach. And I think Pete Carroll is an excellent option for the New York Jets. I'm looking for that bridge coach. I don't need the guy for the next 10 years. Give me the guy for the next three who puts my franchise in good footing, who maybe in 3 years I'll actually have legitimate, you know, top-of-the-level candidates looking to coach my team and not just hoping talking to me opens up other jobs for them. Maybe in 3 years of actually being a winning franchise, every single thing that comes out about the owner, like he makes decisions based on Madden ratings, maybe that gets laughed off. Maybe that goes, that can't be true. Instead of buying every single thing in that story. And I'm not trying to say those stories are lies or misconceptions or anything other than that, because I believe them too. But if the quarterback goes to Egypt, maybe it's not the worst thing in the world. We have all kinds of problems throughout the NFL. Kansas City had an incident with a wide receiver earlier this year. No one seems to care that much because Kansas City wins. No one laughs at Kansas City and goes, oh my God, again, the Chiefs. They bring in Tony. Oh, no one cares. The Giants are idiots for having Tony. The Chiefs, eh? Why? Because they win. Something needs to change with this team, and it has to change now. I want experience. I want winning. I want stabilization. And this side of Vrabel, I don't know who's out there other than Pete Carroll that gives it to me as good as that. 888 808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you for 5 hours. We're going to talk a little Jets. We'll talk a little Giants as well. I think Keith posted. I got to go back and look at it. But ESPN was saying the same thing I said about John Mara. I agree with bringing back Shane and Dable. But you got to show me some confidence when you make the decision. You got to show confidence in the guys you hired. And more than that, you got to show confidence in your decision making. I mean, you go out there and hem and haw. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, well, my patients, I better be in a bed mood next year. Come out there and tell us you agree with this and you expect it to be great and work. Still hung up on that John Mara press conference and how little faith he gave me in his decision-making, his confidence in his decision-making, and his actual belief that he did the right thing. We'll get to that, and of course we'll get to baseball, because I got to tell you, a name has been bandied about, and I talked a little bit about it yesterday morning, but a name with the New York Yankees that I don't know if I've ever been more perplexed on what I want. And I know that sounds silly. This is a guy who's won batting titles, multiple batting titles. And yet when his name comes up with the New York Yankees, I'm like, oh. We'll get to that. Because I think there might be better options still out there. But it sounds like they're out there on a bunch of different options at the infield. That makes me feel good. Knowing that DJ LeMahieu, you can't be the guy. We'll get to the Mets. And they're talking to Tanner Scott, Pete Alonso. We'll get to some baseball over the course of the 5 hours here. The Rangers blow a 3-0 lead. What's new? They're one of the worst defensive teams in hockey right now. They are just an absolute mess. At least they get a point in overtime. We could talk a little of that. We got the Knicks on the schedule as well. So we got plenty to do over the next 5 hours. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. We'll be right back with your calls. All right, 1228. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Taking it till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, I look at the Jets differently. I desperately need to win now. And it doesn't even have to be at epic proportions. I don't need a Super Bowl. And just even saying that, you know, it sounds weird. Because it's about winning. It's about winning. It's about winning at the highest level. It's about chasing championships. I get it. This team needs a palate cleanse, man. They need to stop being the worst franchise in sports. And there's a lot of competition, but, I mean, with their playoff drought, it's hard to argue against it. I mean, they can't make Aaron Rodgers work. They're firing coaches midseason, and their defense is falling apart. I mean, and I still think Aaron Rodgers can play, and if he wants to play, I would bring him back. I don't see a better solution. So, in my mind, I'm making the decision through that prism. Now, of course, whether it's whoever the GM may be, whatever Pete Carroll's opinion, or if that, because that's what I'm giving you right now, Pete Carroll, as an idea for the next Jets head coach, whoever it is, they have to be on board and with bringing back Aaron Rodgers. So that's part of all of this that I can't, you know, I'm not privy to what their opinions on it would be. But in my mind, I'm thinking of a coach that would fit best with the idea of running this thing back. Because I think under the circumstances, that's the best option. It's the best. If he wants to play, to send him elsewhere and the dead cap that comes with it, and then the idea of, you know, I don't know what you do at the quarterback position. Who's going to give you what Rodgers gave you? Where are you going to find it? And if it's not about that, if it's about, you know, addition by subtraction and starting anew and rebuilding this franchise, I'd sure as hell like one more crack, maybe two, at actually being just a winning team for once. And then if it comes down to it, rebuild. But I firmly believe they just need to be put on good footing where you're not sick to your stomach about being a Jets fan anymore. Just a little bit. A little bit. And these names don't really impress me. I got to be honest with you. Again, Vrabel will be my number one. Unless, you know, some of these, because I see a couple calls, Andy we're going to go to in a second has a coach that, yeah, of course, like if there's the pie in the sky, you know, there were reports that O'Connell might be, you know, considering his contract situation, that Minnesota might move on from him, which would be crazy for me. He's one of the better young offensive coaches in the sport. It's exactly what you're looking for. I have no idea why in the world they would be willing to do that. But yeah, sure, something like that, absolutely. Mike Tomlin, I mean, I'm giving you Pete Carroll and his synonymous with winning. I mean, geez, Mike Tomlin's even better. So, yeah, of course, that'd be phenomenal. I would do that in a second. But, you know, barring Vrabel, it sounds like he's got two better options that he would rather have. And you look at the other names, like, nothing jumps out at me as can't miss. I mean, the biggest coordinator, Ben Johnson, it's not a fit with the Jets. So, I mean, I don't know where you're going. That is, I don't think they're passing on some sort of obvious great next head coach. Now, I'm sure one of the guys on the list that they are going to interview, if they've asked permission to interview, that they'll talk to, one of them might become a great head coach. But for me, I would really love to just stabilize this team. I do think they're talented enough to have a 9 or 10 win season and, you know, get into the playoffs as the 6 or 7 seed. And that would be enough for me to just set them up where you can start to move away from the disaster that has been these last 2 years, the disaster that has been these last 14 years, the disaster that is this owner, and maybe make this organization feel a little bit better to the rest of the NFL. 888-808-1019. I'm on board with Pete Carroll. Let's go to Andy in Torrington. What's up, Andy?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I've got 2 points. So you want a reset? You want a little stability? How about Mike Tomlin, the king of 9-8, 10-7, mm-hmm. winning seasons? How about him for your first-round pick and maybe Garrett Wilson or just the first-round pick? I don't care. It's time for the Steelers to move on. Then we can get Flores or Vrabel for us.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question, and thank you for the call, Andy. Look, I know there's Pittsburgh fans, and I can understand being in Pittsburgh. It's like it's kind of like being the Yankees, right, where it's like I remember they were in the morning show when they were talking about whether or not, because of my audio that they were playing back, whether or not it's better to be a Yankee fan or a Giant fan, which to me is just absurd. But like Willie Colon and Jerry were talking about it because there's the two dynamics of just the disaster or getting there every year and not being able to get over the hump. And I can imagine in Pittsburgh it grows weary of consistently being a winning team, getting into the playoffs and losing, like I'm sure they will against Baltimore this weekend. But yeah, I'd be surprised if they would do that. I think, you know, he's going to be there as long as he wants to be. And, like, would I trade my first-round pick for Mike Tomlin? I absolutely would. I don't know if I can give you a first-round pick and Garrett Wilson, but would I trade a first-round pick for Mike Tomlin? I absolutely would. I'll trade a first-round pick for Kevin O'Connell. I would. I think it's that important. They're not going to, I mean, in this draft in particular, I wouldn't trade Tennessee's first pick. I wouldn't trade the first pick in the draft for it. I wouldn't trade an opportunity to get a quarterback for it. But the Jets drafting 7th, I'd be open to that, yes. I mean, certainly for Mike Tomlin, you want to talk about coming in here and stabilizing things. You get, and listen, at his age, you get the stabilizing force and you get the coach for the next decade. You get it all in one package. But that's a pipe dream, man. We can't go into it. Like, how about that? Yeah, how about that? I don't know. Why would they do it? I mean, we got to talk in somewhat reality here. You got to give me someone who's plausibly available. Like, that's really out there just because there are some who are growing weary, some fans and media that are growing weary of just being good enough to get there and then failing in the postseason for, you know, however many years since they went to the Super Bowl and lost to Green Bay. I mean, it's been a long time.
Nobody's more stable than the Steelers.
No, they're
three head coaches in like 60-some years.
Yeah, no, of course. Chuck Knoll to today, I mean, yeah, three coaches. That's insane. They are the epitome of stability. That's why I would, I just rhymed there. Epitome of stability, I guess a little bit. I don't know why they would do it. So, I mean, and I certainly can't tell you, oh, yeah, sure, that's great, why not? I was screaming, I was filling in for Beningo on a Saturday afternoon when the story broke that Bill Belichick called the Jets, and I was screaming then. And people were shooting me down, oh, I'm not getting used by Bill Belichick. I'm not, okay. Don't talk to the greatest head coach of all time. Don't do it. You're the kind of friend, because he said some mean things about you and enjoyed kicking your ass. You're above taking a phone call from the greatest head coach in the history of the NFL. Sure, okay, sit that one out. You think the Falcons are regretting sitting that one out? You think they're pleased they have Raheem Morris instead of, you know, the greatest head coach of all time, you know, this side of Vince Lombardi? Watching that clock management at the end of the game for Atlanta? Getting beat by Carolina at the end of the year with their playoff hopes on the line? But I can't give you coaches that I don't know are available. Sean in North Carolina. What's up, Sean?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, man. I just wanted to say that I think Buddy Ryan would be a...
Rex Ryan? Or
yes.
His
Rex
dad,
Ryan,
Buddy?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Rex Ryan would... Yeah, Buddy Ryan's son. It would be a good pick. You know why?
Why?
And I understand he's kind of a laughing stock and everything else. But you know what, man? He brought the team to two AFC championships.
He did.
He had Mark Sanchez as quarterback. He didn't have a lot in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You give him Aaron Rodgers for a year or two. Come on, man. I think he can make something happen. The defense really played well under him. I don't know. I just think he's...
Yeah, I get it, Sean. I understand what you're saying. And, like... You said I know he's a laughingstock. So I don't think he's a laughingstock. He took the Jets to two consecutive AFC Championship games. I don't think anyone who's done that deserves to be called a laughingstock. And by no means do I consider him one. And there was a time 10 years ago where he was one of the premier defensive minds in the NFL. I think that's fair too. It's been a long time, and it's not like he's had the opportunity. Like, no one else has wanted to hire Rex Ryan for all these years. He failed in Buffalo. The end of his tenure with the Jets became ugly. Now, you know, the last year with Idzik was a disaster and mostly not his fault. But you're right. He took a Mark Sanchez-led Jets team to back-to-back AFC Championships games, you know, beating Rivers, Manning, and Tom Brady along the way. So, yeah. I that is forever on his resume. But I don't know, like, I'm not totally, like, just opposed to it, but it feels too small. I don't know. It feels too going backwards. It feels too just literally hanging on to the brief moment of success that the team had 15 years ago. Like, it just, I don't know. I don't think it's the smart move. He hasn't been around coaching forever. At least Pete Carroll coached last year. And you can't just, if you're going to give me why Rex Ryan, like, I'm giving you why I think Pete Carroll's a fit. Because it's kind of what he's done in the past, but also because of his stability, what he could bring to this team moving forward. Rex doesn't bring stability necessarily. Like, what is Rex Ryan going to bring? Other than the history he gave you 15 years ago and nothing in between. He had those 2 years and then failures and then went to Buffalo and failed. He turned a good defense worse in Buffalo. And I think some of his act wears thin on me when he's literally calling himself the best candidate for the job and it's not even close. Like, Rex, no one else has wanted you for a decade. How in the world? Like, I understand that's part of his charm and what makes him Rex. And if you're going to hire him partly, you're hiring him partly because of the idea that he's going to stand there and who care and doesn't care what people think and he's going to tell you he's the best candidate for the job. Like, but how in the world could you honestly say that? Like, how could you be the best candidate for an NFL head coaching job right now? You've been in TV for forever. It's not like you have Super Bowls. Pete Carroll has a Super Bowl. Went to another one. And if it wasn't for the worst play call possibly in the history of sports, he's got two. He's got national championships. And don't tell me Don't give me all the nonsense around what happened in USC and that he left them in the lurch, because I'll just forget that. 888-808-1019. Sharif in Westchester. What's up, Sharif?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
So I'm going to make a slightly long-winded point, but I think it ties up all the things you're talking about. And I think I tend to agree with you. You have to look at this team, and I think they lost 5 fourth-quarter leads.
Yes.
They lost 3 games because of a kicker. They lost 2 games because the defense couldn't hold anybody back mm-hmm. on a final drive of a game. Then they lost 2 games because the quarterback couldn't win the game for them. So this is a team that, and I get it. Parcells said it once upon a time. Yeah. You are what your record says you are.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a team that lost mainly because of coaching. Mismanagement.
Absolutely.
Not putting together. Not,
and fire,
not
and firing the coach. Firing the coach was a disastrous decision.
Bad move. It was a bad move. But here's
that move alone, I think they win another 4 games. Like, that move alone, I think they're at 7, 8, 9 wins. Easy.
I think you're right. And I think if they had more of a stabilizing figure, they could do things like better clock manage, hold players accountable.
Mm-hmm.
They get to 10 this year. And I know it's the Jets fan pipe dream, but yep. Hear me out on these 2 choices that I have that I don't think you've mentioned, but I haven't been listening for that long, just about the last maybe 30 or 40 minutes.
That's been
2 guys
show,
that
man.
I like.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. Pete Carroll, he doesn't have a staff that he's going to bring with him. That staff is, you don't hear about the Pete Carroll coaching tree the way you do about other coaches and their coaching tree. The reason why I'm not high on Pete Carroll is for that. But I do like 2 guys from the past who I think would really kick the NFL off. The first guy is John Gruden, and the second guy is Brian Flores. And I think if you put those 2 guys together, John Gruden to essentially run the offense and be the CEO of the team,
yeah.
and Flores to restore that defense, now you're cooking. And you've got 2 guys that are probably gettable. Flores, who would love to come back to the AFC East to stick it to the Dolphins. And you have Gruden, who wants to stick it to Goodell.
Yeah, no, not as... I don't think that he would love to come back to the AFC East to stick it to the Dolphins as defensive coordinator. No. Maybe as head coach.
I hear you.
You're not going to appeal to him to leave Minnesota and what's going on there to come be the defensive coordinator for the New York Jets. I don't think he would do that.
Then I'd love him as the head coach either.
Well,
Gruden or Flores.
Listen, Flores isn't a bad hire. I think Flores is one of the better names that are out there. He doesn't excite me all that much. Again, Ryan Fitzpatrick just did his a podcast. Maybe I'll play some of the clips from it. He was just talking about how by the end, like, he burned a lot of bridges. He isolated himself. He didn't handle the end, and that's why he was let go in Miami. And so there was some issues that he, even though he kind of, didn't necessarily just say he can't be a good head coach again, he said some things that would trouble me a little bit. And plus, this defense, we're going to see what happens now. Because I'm not saying they had an easy schedule, but, he played the Lions twice. It didn't go well last week. And, that defense in big spots still has to prove to me that it's capable, but he's a good name. Right. And John Gruden, John Gruden is another one. I'd be open to John Gruden, I suppose. A lot of baggage there. But I think that's something that I suppose could be a workaround, even in a city like New York. I think he is a good offensive-minded coach, but again, hasn't been around for a while. I'm not sure that really the success was coming with the Raiders even before he was, let go for emails. I don't view it. I don't know why. I have a tough time getting around the fact of bringing Gruden here. I mean, it would be fun for us. I would, it'd be a blast to have John Gruden be the head coach of the New York Jets. I mean, it feels right. I'll give you that. Like, John Gruden and the Jets right now, it's almost like John Gruden and Rex and the Jets kind of feel. I do think he would be a good head coach. I think he's very relatable and dare I say even likable as you watch him on Barstool and everything, but I think I would rather have the Pete Carroll for a couple of years, stabilize the franchise, and then look for my next young head coach. That's probably what I would do. But yeah, I mean, listen, Pete, he's not the worst. Gruden's not the worst idea. I don't think he's going to get this job, so I haven't considered him. It's not even, they haven't talked to him. He's not in connection with any other team. I haven't gone, I've always thought Pete Carroll was a decent choice, but he really wasn't connected to anyone. When it came out today that he's going to, interview with the Bears, I was like, okay, so now he's in the mix. I don't think John Gruden's going to get into the mix, at least not yet. Daniel in Massapequa, what's up, Daniel?
How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I've been sitting in the car, I'm listening to your radio station, and I need to remind you about one thing that Pete Carroll did coach the New York Jets.
I did say that.
Didn't do anything.
Yeah, he had a terrible 1 year. He had a terrible 1 year run.
I'm family friends with the Ryans, and there's only one word: Rex. Rex is the man. He's got the personality for New York. It's all wrapped up. He's been here. He's done that. You know, the guy had a look what he did with Mark Sanchez.
I understand.
Look what he can do with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know why that necessarily correlates. It was it was 15 years ago. He was bad the last couple of years, and then he failed in Buffalo, and nobody's given him a sniff since. He hasn't got back into coaching. What makes him suddenly, because of a 2 year run 15 years ago with this team, it makes him the one candidate that makes sense? Like, how come no one? There's been a million between now and then, and his hiring and firing in Buffalo. There's been a million coaching vacancies. Why has he not been up for any of them?
He's the one that wants the job. He's not an athlete. There's nothing wrong with his brain. His brain works fine. Just think of the lineage that he's up and under. You know, with his brother, his father.
Yeah, his brother's, I believe, out of the NFL, and his father was a terrible head coach.
As a head coach, a defensive mind.
One of the great defensive coordinators of all time. Totally agreed. Terrible head coach.
But that's what we need.
You need a terrible head coach? I don't know if I agree. I was having a little fun with you. Right after I said terrible head coach, you said that's what we need. But look, I understand your point, but like, and I understand you're friends with the Ryan family, so I understand where you're coming from. I'm sure Rex is a great freaking guy. I'm sure Rex is a barrel of laughs. I would love to hang out and have a barbecue with Rex Ryan, telling stories. Same thing with John Gruden. Hey, telling stories and, you know, knocking him back. I'm sure he's a great dude, right? And he brings that attitude. You know, I'm not here to kiss Belichick's rings, and I'm, you know, Jets football, and you know, Rodgers isn't going to have a, you know, this holiday camp that Rodgers is on is going to change when I get there and all that stuff. Okay. And, you know, what he did with Mark Sanchez, all right, he had a very good defense, he had a good run game, and he won some big games. Totally agree. But, like, that makes him the guy for this job a decade and a half later? I don't know. And I certainly don't see, like, the idea that he's the only guy because he wants to be the Jets head coach. There's plenty of guys who want to be the Jets head coach. Robert Saleh had a very personal story on why he wanted to be the Jets head coach. It didn't do him any favors. I don't think Rex would be the disaster many do, or it would be a joke like many do. I'm not going to go that far. Some will go that far. I just don't think it's a good idea. The more I think about it, at first I thought about the idea of Rex because I wanted that fiery, feisty guy to like get these guys motivated in the short term. And on some level, maybe I could see that. I would view him the same way I view Pete Carroll, as in a short-term thing. I would not look at Rex as my next guy who's going to run this franchise forever. I would look at Rex the same way I'm looking at Pete Carroll. Take this team, see if you can get them motivated, fix the defense, obviously an offensive coordinator in there with them to work with Aaron Rodgers, and try and, you know, make it back to the playoffs over the next couple of years. Like, I wouldn't think, all right, Rex is going to be my guy for the next 10 years. I would look at it on a short-term basis. George in Long Island. What's up, George?
How you doing, Chris?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good, good. I love your show. Want to say about the Jets. I think, why don't we just give Tom Brady a blank check and have him coach the Jets?
See, Tom Brady.
That's a good idea.
No, he doesn't want to coach.
Somebody better with 7 rings, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I that's... Tom Brady doesn't want to be a head coach. Tom Brady doesn't want to work the way head coaches work for the money. He's making more money doing TV, showing up once a week. He doesn't want to put in the hours. We don't like even Peyton Manning, who I would think might be more open to it than even Tom Brady. I don't know, maybe not. But like he does TV, they don't want to work. Do you know what it is to be a head coach? Do you know how miserable it is? Like honestly, I know Pete Carroll. I've been talking about him. He's one of the guys, amazingly, who's aged incredibly well. He's in great shape, 73. And there's some. I mean, Brian Daboll happened to have lost weight while he's head coach. But I mean, it's hours. It's 20-hour days, man. It's constant. It never ends. You don't see your family. Like, it is not a life for everyone. And someone who's played, put the work in, and now has millions and has a ton of opportunities to the level of Tom Brady could literally go do anything. If Tom Brady wanted to be an actor, Tom Brady could probably, like, you know, be part owner of a studio and make his own movies. Like, he could do whatever he wants. He does not want to put in 20-hour days to try and get Garoppolo to throw touchdown passes. I promise you. Like, he don't want to do that. Connor in Jamaica. What's up, Connor?
How you doing, Chris?
How you doing, Connor?
First time, long time. Listen, let's talk to Jets. That's what we're talking about, right?
We are.
Why don't we get a guy in there that's going to want to coach? Forget about the hours. Forget about the money. It should almost be a volunteer gig at this point and do it for the fans. You need a real Jets fan in there. I mean, it's been a horrendous couple of years for these guys, for the fans, the people in New York. We need a guy to go in there and coach, do it out of the kindness of his heart. Maybe a guy like Rondell Collier, Ricky Rivera, Mike Nasty, couple D1, you know, these guys are down south D1 schools. They're doing excellent things. No one's ever heard of them.
Connor, what the hell are you talking about, man? Like, honestly, what are you talking about? They're doing great things and nobody's ever heard of him. You want to go get a D1 coach out of nowhere to come in here and coach the Jets? Why? Because he might do it for free. Like, that's what you want? That's your idea. Like, honestly, think about what you're saying. And I'm hoping you were half kidding, but I'm going to go on the premises and just, you know, try and have fun with it as if you were being serious. Think about what you're saying, man. You want someone who's so good they'll do it for free? Like, I want someone so good it's going to cost a lot of money. And again, the idea that you need fans in there, that because Rex Ryan, you know, still might view himself as a Jet, right? And they were talking about in the afternoon show, he's got, you know, his wife has a tattoo with Rex Ryan, with Mark Sanchez's jersey on or whatever. Like, or he has a tattoo of his wife with Rex Ryan's jersey on or something. I mean, Mark Sanchez's jersey on.
Really?
Yeah. I think he has a tattoo of his wife wearing a jersey on his arm or on his leg or something.
That's like, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, like, I get it. Rex Ryan loves the Jets. The minute this job opened up, he wanted it bad. He wants to be the Jets head coach. He misses being the Jets head coach. He probably views himself as still the Jets head coach. That doesn't mean anything. Wanting to be successful is something that almost every coach in the league shares. Like, they all desperately want to be successful. You can't want it more. Sometimes wanting it so badly can be a detriment to you. Like, I understand Rex wants to be the guy. Rex loves the Jets. Rex is the Jets. Rex, you know, bleeds green. Fine, whatever. He took on Bill Belichick. He took on the Giants, hiding all the Super Bowl championships, the game they played. You know what happened? The Giants won and went on to win another one. Well, his team collapsed and was never the same again. Like, you don't need a fan. Has nothing to do with it. And for me, you need someone to come in here and stabilize the team. And I'm looking for a reunion with the quarterback, and I just think that is... I mean, maybe, we'll see. Rex Ryan talks tough about, you know, the idea that Aaron Rodgers' holiday camp, whatever term he was, is going to come to an end. He's always been a player's coach. I doubt very much he's going to come in here and tell Aaron Rodgers what's what. Maybe he would. I don't think that would work. I think you need someone with a little bit of a finesse if you're going to get Aaron Rodgers to play his best game. And that's what I'm still looking for. So that's why I'm much more in the Pete Carroll camp. But listen, Rex wouldn't be a disaster. But stop thinking you need a head coach who loves the team, care, you know, wants to do it for the Jet fans. I have no problem bringing in a head coach who's desperate to get one last win for himself. It's fine with me. Like, or wants to, you know, create a name for himself and wants to, you know, be a great head coach and be one of the best head coaches in the league. Well, I want him to care about doing it for the fans, but I don't need that to be his priority. I want him to win. 888-808-1019. 1 hour down. Four more to go. Continue to take your Jet calls. We'll get into a little bit of baseball as we get through the show here, too. Because, again, Yankees seem to be desperate for an infielder, and one of them is an excellent choice, and yet I don't know how I feel about it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. We'll be right back.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.